You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Alan McClellan. And tonight we're bringing you the all-Mozart concert that opened the Society's 2019-2020 season. The COVID-19 situation has forced H&H to cancel the two remaining concerts of this season, but I'd encourage you to go to classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, follow the link to the Handel and Haydn Society, and that's where you can learn about plans for the 2020-2021 season. It's the farewell season for outgoing artistic director Harry Christophers, and they've got some wonderful concerts in the works. That's at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The main event on tonight's concert, recorded at Symphony Hall in October 2019, was Mozart's Great Mass in C minor. It's one of his most sublime creations, but it's also got a couple of mysteries surrounding it. For one thing, nobody knows exactly why he wrote it. It doesn't seem like anyone commissioned him to do it. He may have just wanted to experiment with styles that were new to him after being introduced to the music of Handel and Bach, especially Bach's B minor Mass in 1781. But there's also a suggestion that it might have been intended as a peace offering to his father, who had only reluctantly consented to his marriage to Constanze Weber in 1782. Or he might have composed it because of a vow he had made to write a Mass of thanksgiving for her safe recovery after the birth of their first child. In any case, Constanze sang one of the soprano solos in the premiere in Salzburg in October of 1783. The other mystery is, why didn't he finish it? He only completed the Kyrie, Gloria, and most of the Credo. The Sanctus and Benedictus are incomplete, and there is no Agnus Dei at all. At the premiere, Mozart inserted portions of his earlier Masses to fill out the missing sections. In this Symphony Hall concert, the Handel and Haydn Society is using a version by Helmut Eder, reconstructed in 1987 after a detailed study of Mozart's incomplete draft. Let's listen now. The soprano soloists are Joelle Harvey and Caitlin Lynch. The tenor is Aaron Sheehan. The bass baritone is Peter Walker. And the Handel and Haydn Society chorus and orchestra are conducted by Harry Christophers. The Mass in C minor by Mozart, in concert on WCRB.
usque venit, benedictus qui venit, benedictus qui venit.
Mozart's Mass in C minor on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. We heard sopranos Joelle Harvey and Caitlin Lynch, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and bass baritone Peter Walker with the Handel and Haydn Society Chorus and Orchestra, and it was conducted by H&H's conductor and artistic director, Harry Christophers. The Handel and Haydn Society has a wonderful season planned to begin in the fall of 2020. It's the farewell season for Harry Christophers, and you can learn more about it by following the link at classicalwcrb.org. Many thanks to Harry Christophers and the musicians of the Handel and Haydn Society for their cooperation in making this broadcast possible. Thanks also to recording engineer and audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan, host and producer of tonight's program. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.